must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Wow! Good morning. I hope everyone's having a pleasant day. Monday morning. So, I am late, like always. I don't know what to say. I don't know, I might as well just set my alarm clock at a later time so I can get more sleep. You know, instead of, like, waking up and not getting ready or taking forever to get ready. Just, like, having fatigue all day. Like, massive fatigue. Like, not regular, abnormal fatigue. Yeah, but then I'd probably, you know, if I'm showing up, like, around 8:30, you know, and that's, you know, kind of late. Well, that's kind of, like, on time, but late, you know. Imagine if I, like, set my alarm to, like, wake up later and I still take the same amount of time to get ready. I'd probably be showing up at 9, 10 o'clock every day. But yeah, fuck it. So today I really, really had a sense of truth, I guess you could say, as I wanted to go ahead and confess about something that I've been holding close to my heart, you know, like a little dirty little secret. For my whole life, almost, and I don't know, you know, it just kind of feels right, you know, as I was, you know, waking up in the morning, you know, being lazy as usual. Well, I wouldn't call it lazy, but I mean, that's the perspective everyone else would have. But anyways, instead of defending myself, as I was thinking, you know, in my bed, I was like, wow, wouldn't it be nice to get something off my shoulders? Just, you know how people carry shit on their shoulders and it just drags, you know, your shoulders are dragging all day. And then you're like, all right, well, let's get that off my shoulder. And then you just grab the thing that's on your shoulder, just grab it, get a hold of it, grasp it, set it down somewhere else, and forget about it, you know. So that's kind of what I want to do. Just grab that thing I've been holding, you know, closely guarded, and just let go of it, you know. So I thought, you know, I was like, wow, that would relieve a lot of stress and then anguish in my life that I no longer will have to hold in deeply close to my heart. And it would make me more happy to be my real self. So, yeah. As I drive to work here on, what is today? April 1st, 2019. A beautiful day, mind you. There's a bright sun shining directly at me. Good thing I have long, beautiful eyelashes. Long, luxurious. Is that what they say? Long, luxurious eyelashes. You know, that's why I have to cover up the sun from penetrating into my eyes. Too much light. Too much sauce. And, what are these shenanigans? Oh, there was just an accident here. Fuck. Damn, when did this just happen? Oh, holy fuck, there's a kid in there. Fuck, hopefully everyone's okay. He wasn't really moving still. Hope he had his seatbelt on. kind of hard to see. There's the fucking sun's right in your eyes. You just, it looks like someone, it was just a fender bender. I don't know if they stopped or their car was broken down the middle of the road and they weren't paying attention. But what a shitty way to start your Monday. The cops aren't even there yet. There's all this debris in the middle of the road. I had to drive to the side so I didn't run over all of it. But, oh man, that kind of ruins my day. I've been in 4 car accidents. And I'm fucking disappointed. I wanted to fucking die. You know, something I haven't talked about, kind of weird. When I was in my last accident, you know, I had a really shitty morning that day. I hated my life. I screamed. Frustration was vented that morning, you know, and I kind of told, you know, was saying this out loud, mind you, you know, that I wanted, you know, I just wish I died, you know, and I testing God. That's what I was doing. And I went to work, you know, I was extra early that day. It was weird because I got extra sleep that day. I was totally, like, conscious of everything. I was early to work. I was off to a good day, you know. This was a Monday as well. And, you know, just that fucking asshole had to come ruin my life. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, I think it's kind of happenstance, you know. It's just, what are the chances that everything lines up like that? I mean, some people don't get in car accidents in their entire lives. I've been in 4, and, you know, in this one in particular, after, you know, what are the coincidences that I asked God for a test that morning, you know, so I'm in the exact same spot, actually, right now that I was in the accident, you know, and I'm stopped right now. You know, I'm in front of a Burger King here in my homie town, and so right now, exact same spot, basically. Like, it's fucking giving me chills now just thinking about it. But, like, I'm stopped right now at my fucking behind the car, and that's exactly what, you know, what happened. That, you know, like, but it was earlier, you know. I was super, like, the sun hadn't come up yet. It was still dark, so I was just sitting here in my car, holding the steering wheels. I was like thinking, oh, maybe I should take some I had something in my backpack that I wanted to take. I don't know if it was like a breakfast bar or some shit, but I remember thinking, you know, maybe I should do that now that I'm stopped. And usually, you know, honestly, for a while I had a mind state that if I got in a car accident, I would rather just die. You know, I do have a sense of spirituality where I don't want to take my own life, because, you know, I do have that in the back of my mind that if I die, you know, by my own hands, by my own will, I'm going to hell, you know, because I'm taking that whatever purpose I was put on earth, you know, by our great creator, I'm taking that away from him, you know, and giving in to the temptations of Satan, and you know, when he tells you to jump off that bridge, crash into that post, you know, pull that trigger into your skull, take all those drugs without, you know, considering the consequences or what's in them. But yeah, so what are the chances? I don't know. It just seems too much a coincidence. And I was just sitting there, and usually back to my point, I was usually I never wore a seatbelt, but I would, you know, like, it wouldn't be my top priority. Like, I would drive, I would just get in the car. If I got in a car accident, fuck it. You know, but I wouldn't really mind too much attention into putting my seatbelt on. And usually when I came to a stop or something, traffic came to a standstill, I put my seatbelt on. So I was, you know, and, you know, these things happen so quick. I was thinking, what should I do? Like, should I, you know, put cologne on? Should I put my seatbelt on? Should I, you know, grab my breakfast bar? And then I look in my rearview mirror, just see this white car going way too fast. So I just think to myself, you know, I need to embrace myself. So I hold on to the steering wheel. And next thing I know, you know, and then after that, you know, it kind of goes blank, but, I remember opening my eyes, you know, and my foot was like on the steering, on the, foot pedal. I was pushing into the back of the car that was in front of me. And then she hit into another car in front of her. And I remember, like, at this point, the sun had gone up. And then the two ladies I hit, you know, nothing really happened to their car. And they really didn't, you know, want to stay. They had shit places to be. So they just left me alone with this guy who hit me. And I was not in the right state of mind. But anyways, I'm fucking ruining my day before it starts by going back to these stories. But just something that triggered. But as we talk about, you know, some of these things, let me go back to my original topic. So I just wanted to come out as a closet as gay. I think it's 2019. Everyone should be open-minded at this point. And considering that, you know, considering that there's workplaces that don't have gay men, I think that that would be a savvy career move for me. Because then, you know, I'm a gay Mexican minority. And that is great PR for any company, you know. So I'm thinking of going Facebook, Amazon, Oracle. There's a bunch of great companies nearby, you know, here in the valley. So I'm thinking of, you know, offering my service as a gay Mexican IT professional, you know, so these white companies can fill their quotas, you know, with their marginalized minority groups that they need to employ to hit their quotas as federal law requires it. But yeah, I'm all about that cock. Always have been. I don't like my pussy unless it's a dick. Let me just say that. And I really love objects in my ass. Like, I fucking love it. Like, I just imagine my asshole being a big, deep vagina and then having a big black dick, BBC, going in and out of my big, fat ass. And, God, I can't wait to be more flamboyant around others and just be more open, just because I just came out, right? And it's just exciting, you know? God, look at those Mexicans. God, it turns me on when these fucking beaners are doing work in the morning. Wake up really early and they're already at work fixing a sidewalk with their construction boots and their Levi jeans. Ooh, and their white Foremans. it's funny. Oh, three white guys fucking smoking a cigarette. One of them's the boss, obviously. And then the three Mexicans actually doing the work. Like, so there's fucking 100% of the workforce right now on this sidewalk project. It's 6 people, right? 3 of them are white, smoking a cigarette. 3 of them are Mexican, working. Like, the fuck? But yeah, I was totally checking out their crotches. Fucking, they look like they're at huge dicks, as Mexicans are known to have. I sure do. And I can't wait to stick into somebody's ass. I'm openly gay. And, God. Oh my goodness. I'm just thinking about it. But yeah, so a lot of traffic today. There's a lot more traffic than here in the roadways than there is in my ass, I'll tell you that. And I want to change that. I really want to go to one of these bug chaser parties, you know, where guys go to get AIDS. I want this guy with AIDS to ram his fucking thick, juicy, veiny, AIDS-filled cock filled with bugs and diseases that'll kill me. And I want him to ram me in there. And then I want to, like, massage it while it's in there. You know, and hopefully, you know, it'll just rupture into my asshole. And I don't know if it's cum or blood, you know. Maybe I'll give him a good sucking. And then make it tear a little bit on his dick, you know, make a little blood come out, and then shove it in there, you know, just to be sure that I get contracted from the AIDS virus. God, that turns me on just thinking about, you know, being infected. And then once I have the bug, you know, I can fuck other bug chasers who also want the bug. You know, we'll just form a little network. You know, it's not no big deal. I won't be a guy who's, you know, going into clubs and, you know, ramming needles into guys, you know, people who don't know, you know, on accident, making them get AIDS on accident. I won't be that guy. But, you know, if people want it, hell yeah, you can have my AIDS. Hell yeah. Turns me on. It's like getting another man pregnant, almost. It's like, you know, and it's like more romantic because, like, you get it for life, you know, like a baby. You can give someone a baby and fuck, you know, like, maybe they'll die from autism or some shit, you know, after 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But you give someone AIDS, you know, maybe their life shortens a bit, but at least they have it for life. Am I right? If they live a long time, you know, they'll have something to always remember you. It's fucking romantic as fuck. But yeah, so that's my big reveal for today. April 1st, 2019. I'm gay. Yep, that's me. I'm the gay guy. So gay. What the fuck? Penis juice. Somebody looks at me. Yeah, she knows what's up. She doesn't want to look again, but she knows what's up. I love cock. No. But yeah, seriously, guys. Yeah, so there's another thing I want to reveal as well here on the Apochley podcast. Now that we're being open, honest, and direct, I'm actually not gay. I'm straight as a whistle. And I would appreciate it if you'd treat me as straight, because it was an April Fool's joke. I love vagina school. Jokes on you guys. If you guys believe me, you don't know me, and that's a shame. And man, isn't it weird, you know, that that women, you know, there's a bunch of women, you know, that I've talked to, or guys that I've talked to that have wives that watch Sister Wives, And it's the you know, the for the most part, it sounds like the consensus of that show is that it's a good show. Like, women love watching the show, you know, and they all like it, you know. But they all say one thing. Everyone has the same consensus, you know. It's a good show, but that lifestyle is not for me. No, no, no. You know, but I think they... What is it? Do you think they hate... they love looking at another woman, you know, who... like a female version of getting cooked. Maybe they think of it that way. They're like, wow, like... Oh my god, these ladies... look at these bitches. They have to share their resources with three other bitches. yeah, I get all my husband's stuff out to myself. It's all mine. yeah, I don't know. Fucking women some days. but yeah... I don't know, it's funny. But, you know, I think it's... You know, if you ask some of these same women... If their husbands were in for, like... So there's polygamy, and then there's, like, polyandry, maybe? I forgot what it's called. So there's one where you have multiple husbands. And if you ask these women, you know, whether they... if they would consider doing that... If their husbands were okay with it, you know, a lot of them would say yes, you know, unless they don't want to be considered sluts, but, you know, some of them will be open to admitting that, but they don't want it the other way around, you know, which is kind of crazy, because, you know, polygamy is kind of okay by Christian standards, you know, there's a lot of Christians in, you know, in older times. And a lot of, fuck already? Fucking bill collectors always ringing my line. There is a lot of, man, fucking ruined my day already. Lost my train of thought. Yeah, I can't. It's funny. Yeah, so sorry. I'm sure it wasn't entertaining either way or important, since I don't remember it. But yeah, so this morning I was watching just the IRL news clips, you know, or highlights of the streams. You know, I've been kind of, that's kind of been my entertainment the last couple weeks. I really hadn't gotten into those, but you get into a wormhole sometimes, and then this is what happened with these guys for me. Anyway, so there's this guy, his name is Ninja Turtle, I don't know, forgot his name, Zahu or Zero, fuck, I don't know what his name is, but he's this black guy, and it was crazy because he got a tattoo on his face for the CX network. And if you guys know anything about it, basically, he's the leader, the owner of the CX network, the founder. And he's closing it down. So all these streamers that were associated with him basically are out of, you know, because everyone helped each other out, so they're basically having to start over, you know, start something different, you know. And you know, obviously it had a good thing going, so it's kind of like a lot of these people are upset. And there's this guy named Brandon Hampton, something like that. I don't know, forgot his name. But anyways, I guess he has a TTD, and I found this out recently, 10 Toes Down, that's their new thing, they're trying to compete against CX, you know. So this Ninja Turtle guy joins, Hampton Brandon now, so now there's two excommunicated CX members, teamed up, this guy with a CX tattoo, mind you. So now, you know, not only does he have that, but he actually got a TTD tattoo now. So now he has two different networks on his face. Well, you know, and I wish the guy love. I hope something comes out of it. You know, I just, you know, that's a permanent decision. You know, when your wife's fucking you, she, you know, in the future, or a man, whatever, she's going to have to look at your face, and she's going to have to see the company that two other men created that you know, sold out to, so you can carve yourself something out of their network. Maybe you're a founder of TTD. You know, I don't know anything about that, but that's, you know, that's going into, you know, and I don't know. I don't want to judge, I guess. I guess do you. I never would do it for myself, but I've never been given the opportunity you have. So maybe, you know, it's all different. You know, if I made $100,000 from putting a tattoo on my face, who knows? You know, that's a lot of money. If I, who knows? I don't know. I doubt it. You know, if I'm getting $100,000 to put a tattoo on my face, I'm sure there's similar opportunities. Maybe not as profitable, but fuck. I mean, that's a heavy decision right there. I know a guy like sold tattoo rights on his head on eBay, you know, a while back. But anyways, I'm here at work, and I just want to clarify again that I love pussy, and I'm not gay. So it was just an April Fool's joke, and I hope everyone took it as that. And I'm not gay. Ta-da! But anyways, I just want to try a little bit something different for this podcast. Just hopefully, try to get into a better mood. My boss isn't here today. I'm already late, but I'm just chilling here in my parking spot. I love my parking spot in my work. So many trees. It's so beautiful. I just want to be here, work on my laptop all day if I could. No, I have to go in with my lovely coworkers. My boss isn't here, though. It's always more relaxed when that happens. And this has been a Postly 15. I think I should end it here. You guys have been great. I love you all. And wash your balls tonight and every day. Don't have stinky balls. Remember who told you this. Have a wonderful day.